57. Listening. Exercise 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. 1.
Nowadays, people don't have time to cook, so they buy ready-made meals and pop them into the microwave. And this is really a pity. I love cooking. Luckily for me, this is also the healthiest way to eat. When you decide to take the time to cook, it can fit into your schedule, and soon you become quite efficient at it. When my children get older, I'll do my best to teach them cooking skills and pass on my love of real food.
2.
Most people find it's best to exercise first thing in the morning. They say that it improves your mood and makes you feel great for the rest of the day. But I found that it's so hard for me to get up early and my energy level is really low then. So I tried working out in the early afternoon and I found that at that time of day, I'm more energetic, my muscles have warmed up and I'm more flexible. It was great, but unfortunately it didn't fit into my work schedule, so I ended up exercising in the evenings. I've got enough energy then, but I do find that I can't get to sleep afterwards because of the adrenaline.
3.
I've been feeling terrible for days.
What's wrong?
Oh, I've got a bad cough, a headache, and I feel weak all over.
Have you taken anything for it?
I took something for the headache, but that's it.
You haven't taken anything for the cough? I'm sure we've got something in the medicine cabinet. You should have called me if you weren't feeling well.
I didn't want to ruin your holiday over something like this. And really, I think I'm old enough to manage on my own.
And what about the exam tomorrow? I don't suppose you'll be able to do it.
No, I haven't been able to study. And I don't think I'll be feeling well enough tomorrow either.
4.
So there I was, standing outside her clinic in the rain after taking 2 buses to get there. I had no idea why it was closed and no one was there, so I checked my diary thinking maybe I'd come on the wrong day, but no, this was the right day and time. You can imagine how cross I was. As it turned out, she had left me a message saying she had to cancel our appointment. I really think she could have tried to phone me again.
5.
At about midnight, I usually go onto Facebook one more time. I promise myself that it will just take a minute, but then there's always something going on and it ends up being more like an hour. Then one of my friends sends me a message and I have to answer, and it turns into a long conversation. I usually fall asleep with the TV on, and I know that I don't sleep as well because of the noise and the light. No wonder I'm so tired at school the next day.
6.
Bye, Mum. I'm off.
Where are you going?
To the beach.
Well, make sure you wear sunscreen.
Okay. By the way, how do you like my tan?
Very nice. Wait a minute. It's only June. How did you get tan so early in the summer?
I did it at a tanning studio. They're really big now. Everyone's doing it.
Paula, do you know how dangerous those tanning beds are? The radiation is worse than the sun.
Well, I think it looks great.